magical place that couldn't possibly be real. And at some point I realized it was, and I really wanted to go there. And the time that finally happened, there was something so powerful about sitting in that space.
Hi everyone. Welcome to my podcast, Working Through Life. I am your host, Leticia. Are you wondering what this podcast is about? Well, the purpose for this podcast is to help and support those who are working through life after a loss of a loved one from suicide, an illness, or a sudden death, as well as experience a family member with dementia or experiencing a divorce. The podcast is about creating a safe place where you will be able to listen to interviews and discussions with invited guests who will share their stories, their journey, and their helpful information and resources that have helped them and their families. I am not a professional, but someone who has also lost family members and friends. I believe that there is a community of survivors who would like to be connected with others so that they will not feel alone, but the community that inspires them without judgment, only compassion and hope. Welcome back to my podcast, Working Through Life. I'm so happy to have Christine Feinbrenner, Irick, here today. I'll have her introduce herself and tell us more about what she does, and we can learn from her. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to explore this topic with you today. I create transformational travel experiences for women, and really with the intention of creating healing and connective spaces. So I feel like this is going to be such an interesting topic to explore today. So my background in travel really started about 20 years ago, and I just was always really interested in other cultures and really how we can understand one another, and always had this really sociological curiosity about the world that I didn't know was that until much later in college, and took my first sociology class and was like, aha, this is how I view the world. Mm-hmm. And really just wanted to explore and understand like who people are and why they are the way they are and how culture influences society. And then through that process, really started to notice in myself how certain travel experiences began to shape the way I viewed the world, the way I viewed myself. And then even after that, really began to notice how travel created spaces for reconnection. Mm-hmm. And as I got older and was married and had children, I also then started to notice how travel created a space for reconnection to self, and to like redefining our identity as we kind of get lost in the roles of all the roles that women have in culture and in societies. And I just thought that was something that was really powerful. And so Then I launched my company, Lotus Sojourns, which where I design trips that I really think intentionally create space for that specific type of exploration and reconnection to self.
Oh my gosh, that sounds very rewarding. You probably get to meet so many people. You've helped people make special memories, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think it's really amazing. I think it's a real privilege to get to spend time with people in this way, and to be a part of their life journey and be a part of that moment in their life when they are really beginning to explore who they are and celebrate that with them.
Let's say someone who hasn't been traveling at all and wants to know a little bit more about, go somewhere where maybe their family grew up, you know, find out more about their culture, just anything that kind of connects them to maybe someone in their family. What would you recommend?
I think following your curiosity is definitely a great thing. I think travel is this great tool for understanding, kind of like I mentioned before. And so if you have a curiosity about your cultural heritage, just understanding that. And then I think it's a great opportunity to, let's say you have Irish descent and you really aren't connected to that. Maybe that's not a part of your daily, you know, life, to go ahead and explore that. Because I think, again, using travel as this reconnection to self I've heard so many people say, you know, they landed somewhere and they realized that was a missing part of themselves. Mm. And I think even it doesn't have to be like directly from your lineage. I just think like as a human race, we have these great connections to each other that we don't fully understand. And I found myself in a place where I fully expected to be very uncomfortable or feel like I was out of my element, and somehow sitting just in connection with people, I felt more home than I ever have where I'm from. And I think that's part of the magic for me for travel, is to create those experiences and those connections. So I think people can either explore following their interests or, you know, their lineage. Maybe you watched a movie at some point. I know when I was young, I was obsessed with Machu Picchu because it showed up like in all these cartoons and it looked like this magical place that couldn't possibly be real. And at some point I realized it was, and I really wanted to go there. And the time that finally happened, there was something so powerful about sitting in that space, both because of the kind of power of the natural landscape there, but also this journey of me as like an 8-year-old watching some show and being mesmerized. Like there was this longer journey. And so I think people can follow mini curiosities and that will lead them to maybe where they need to go to discover something about themselves. And then also in terms of traveling solo or with a group, I think people just really need to address their own comfort. And part of what I really work with travelers is to understand what they want out of travel and really setting expectations. I think a lot of times we just get really excited and we go somewhere and we don't fully think about what we want out of the experience, why we're going. And sometimes we're disappointed and it's because we just didn't really set expectations, or we had them in our mind and we didn't address them and therefore we couldn't possibly meet them. And so like, if you really want like maybe an adventurous experience where you're pushing yourself, you might want to try traveling solo. Or if you want some level of adventure and growth, maybe traveling with a very small group. So you are solo and that you don't know anyone else you're traveling with, but you're supported by a group and you're not trying to figure out all of the details of getting from point A to point B by yourself.
Yes. Being unfamiliar. I mean, that's a comfort just to know you're not in the wrong place and having support.
Yeah.
How do you start helping someone who wants to travel for the first time after being alone for a little while?
I think part of the real privilege I feel like I have in this space of travel is getting to help people understand who they are. And so I think the first thing, like I said, is really just starting to ask questions about why people are curious about travel, like what initially drew them to that. I call it kind of this call to adventure. Like, what was that nudge that got you curious about traveling? And then really guiding them through that process of understanding what it is that they want out of travel, and then really supporting them to find the right journey. And whether that be traveling with me on one of the adventures that I guide, or really helping them find the great fit for them personally. For me, I feel like travel is so, so powerful and important. I'd rather have someone have just the right experience than even travel with me. I just think it's so important in people's journeys. And I think it's so powerful that I think it's really important to consider what kind of experience or why people want to travel and what their end result is that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you also travel with children?
I do. I have 3 daughters that are 6, 9, and 12. And so I travel with them. And some of the experiences that one experience I designed right before the pandemic, unfortunately, was a mother and daughter trip to Guatemala. And so I was really excited about creating a space for women to travel with their daughters and multi-generational travel, because I think it's really powerful to have those shared experiences and also to witness similar things through other people's eyes. And so like, you know, you might travel somewhere and think something is interesting and then your child will really light up and it'll show you something different, or your mother will see something and it will like remind them of something and they'll share it with you. And there's just so many ways that travel can create connection and conversation and Yeah. So I think it's really important to travel with children.
A great family experience. Mm-hmm. Well, in one of your podcasts I listened to, you were talking to a lady, Maria, mm-hmm. and from Guatemala. That was very interesting because she was helping women there start their businesses. Mm-hmm. Is that what?
Yeah. So Maria Pacheco is the founder of Wakami, and that is my social impact partner in Guatemala. So all of my trips are designed in connection with local social impact organizations For me, I really wanted to support those organizations and then also create connection and build community with other people who are doing amazing things around the world. Mm-hmm. And so Maria works with women in villages around Guatemala to create a sustainable income through artisan crafts. And they make bracelets, and then they're also starting and jewelry. Using traditional methods, so like traditional like macrame and weaving, but mm-hmm. shifted towards a market that is a little bit more sustainable and easier for them to match with consumer needs and, you know, be able to really create something that has a longer impact for them. But yeah, Maria is a really amazing and inspirational person, and Guatemala is a very healing destination. So for anyone listening, it's one of those places that's really close to my heart for the magic that it provides.
Sounds beautiful. How can travel help in maybe not going to, you know, faraway destinations, but even local ones? Mm-hmm. Is there something you recommend?
I think one of the most powerful parts about travel is it really turns us from an inward space to an outward space. And so I think this is something that can happen every day. I talk a lot with people about how to bring like some of that, the powerful aspects of travel into their everyday life. And I think one of those is breaking our routine is a really simple way to bring some of the power of travel into our life. So when you're running to the grocery store for, you know, the zillionth time during the week, and you're normally in autopilot, and you're not thinking about where you are, you're not thinking about what you're doing, you always go out of your driveway and turn right. So today, go out of your driveway and turn left. And then you have to pay attention to where you are instead of being caught up in your mind and whatever thought cycles you have going on. You have to like try to remember if you know what street goes there. And then maybe you notice a house you hadn't seen or a park that you didn't even know was like really close to your neighborhood that you'd love to go and enjoy with your family, or, you know, sit and read a book. And that outward facing, engaging and connecting, I think, is one of the most powerful parts about travel. And you see this when you're at the airport, and maybe you can't read the signs if you're in a foreign country, and you really have to be paying attention and present mm-hmm. engaged, and your posturing is even very different because you're really having to be present. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's one thing that people can really play with, and, you know, choosing a different coffee shop that you go to, or, you know, all these different ways are very simple ways to find the power of travel in your daily life.
I know for some people it may be a little uncomfortable, scary to travel, you know, a long distance, but I'm sure there's local places that people can go to at first to kind of get, you know, comfortable, get used to the idea of even traveling. What is that something that you recommend just to kind of?
Yeah, I think if people have concerns about solo travel or just how they're going to navigate a different destination, again, like really easy things to do might be like going out to dinner by yourself and just like and seeing how you are to spend time with yourself and get comfortable. If we're really used to relying on, you know, someone else in different ways in our life, that can be an easy way to negotiate that. Maybe booking a night away at a hotel in a city, you know, next to mm-hmm. yours. All these are little ways to kind of like build those travel muscles, I guess, if you haven't been a traveler. And I think also the pandemic has really shown us how much is available to us in our backyards. And so when you think about travel, it doesn't have to mean some big global exploration. It really can be just discovering what is in your immediate vicinity, finding a museum or, mm-hmm. you know, like I said, a park, or if you're an outdoor person, finding a different trail. I really used All Trails app a lot during the pandemic just to find local hikes near me, because was an easy way to just like get outside and do something that felt like I was really having an adventure, but yet I'm very close to home. There's kind of a safety net there if that's something that you're working through.
Yeah, that sounds like it would be nice and your first step to start traveling.
Yeah, I think one thing that if you're listening to this and you're really looking at travel as a way for healing, to use travel for healing, I think it has so much power in being able to give us the emotional space to process anything in our lives. I think one of the amazing things about travel is actually things will just come up organically. You'll be put into situations that access emotions that maybe you've repressed or, you know, tried to avoid in your daily life. And again, you're really good at it because you're like, okay, I know how to keep my head down here. I know how to numb out here. I know how to avoid this here. Mm-hmm. But when you're traveling, something will happen and you'll be like, oh, I thought I was through with that issue or that emotion. And you have to navigate it, but there's something about being out of your familiar zone that allows you to then like have the courage or the ability to move through it. So I think that's one thing that's really powerful about travel. And it really, I think, for me has given me space and freedom. And I think that that is something that people really crave, but they don't really know that that's what they're looking for. And it's just a great way to or think about travel as a way to disconnect. So we think we're going to get away, we're going to get lost, we're going to go on this vacation, we're going to leave all of our worries behind us. And I really think travel is for reconnection. It's a way that you can get out of your daily routine and remember who we are deep inside. And for me, like soon as I like step off an airplane and maybe I don't have my kids or my spouse with me, and I just remember I am Christine and I love music and I love bookstores and I love, you know, food that's prepared this way. And it's things that we forget about ourselves through our roles as mothers and wives and daughters. And I love how travel creates a space for that personal exploration and reconnection.
That sounds, as you were saying that, I was thinking back to a trip that I had taken to Italy. And I can remember walking in a village by myself and how much I enjoyed that. I mean, I felt that I could just go in and I didn't know how to speak Italian, but I know some Spanish. So it was a great way just to, I don't know, it just felt so rewarding just to be able to communicate a little bit or just to be there. I like you pinch yourself sometimes because you don't, you know, it's like, am I really here? But I can see how a different place takes you to like a different time too. And it makes you feel good. So that's what I'm hoping, that people will not be afraid to go out and travel and to, you know, check on, make a family. And my family, we've done a couple of family trips. And I can remember so many good memories we had of, you know, being on the bus together, being on the beach, you know, the laughter. And there's some things that you have to do now and not wait. Make memories, take photos, keep those memories for yourself and then for your family. Is there something that you think about?
Yeah, when I travel and I'm thinking about what I want to bring back as like a memento of where I have been, I really try to pay attention to what catches my interest while I'm there. If it's like a certain style of art or jewelry, maybe that I notice somebody wearing, or I'm really drawn to handcraft goods. I tend to really aim to support local artisans because of my background in responsible tourism. I know what an impact that makes. So I really work to find something like that that is going to be a long-lasting memory of what I had seen and what I was a part of and what I experienced, and something that's just like a fun reminder of of that moment and something that I know is creating a positive impact is always something that I'm proud to be able to do as well.
Yes. Maybe you remember your grandmother making this special dish and you found a restaurant that serves it, you know. Maybe you could try it and find how, you know, how it was made or would be good.
Yeah, cookbooks are one of my favorite souvenirs as well, because I feel like that really tells the story of a culture. It's something you can bring home. And if you're traveling with a family, then you can be like, oh, remember this dish we had? Everyone loved it. Let's try to recreate it. And I think a cookbook is a great souvenir to bring home to honor a vacation that you've had together.
That's great. I understand that you have a podcast and you can give us your contact information. That would be great.
Yeah. So you can find all the things I do are under the umbrella of Lotus Sojourns. And that's www.lotussojourns.com. And sojourns is a tricky word, I know, but it's a meaningful one. It's Sojourns. So people can find me there. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook with @LotusSojourns. And then my podcast is called Soul of Travel. And on my podcast, I talk to other inspiring women in the tourism industry to learn about their personal journey, their entrepreneurial journey, and why they think travel is important in the world. And so people can find that anywhere they listen to this podcast and episodes of their favorite podcasts.
Yes, I love the podcast. Once you listen to your podcast, it'll make you want to travel.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thank you for doing that. And thank you so much for being on this podcast. I hope we will be able to travel more, you know, experience life to the fullest. Thank you very much. And I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. I'm excited to have talked about it in this way today. So thank you.
Thank you.
If you would like, you can share the podcast with others so that they will feel welcome. To get updates on the upcoming episodes, you can go to my Instagram page @workingthroughlife_LL. Peace and love, Leticia.